mentioned HLB and citrus. It's become a national issue. Of course, California's found the bug in a lot of places, found the disease only in a single tree, and people are debating about reasons for that. But it's really been a quagmire for Florida growers who had it all over them before they realized it, and for the research community that kind of came late to the party. But there's certainly enough effort going into it, and you might just update us where we're at. I know that you're requesting further funds, but we are seeing progress in both holding on to the trees we have, keeping them healthier longer, while we wait the answer, aren't we?
I wish we had more progress to report. I'm very frustrated with where we stand as it relates to greening. We're 10 years into this fight, and our scientists know more about citrus and citrus production and the genomics of citrus than we ever would have known without greening. But at the end of the day, we just don't have an answer yet, and that's what growers are desperate for. If we found an answer tomorrow, the industry will never be the same. You know, we're at half the size that we were a decade ago, a shrinking footprint, and we've lost small growers, and we're on the verge of losing multi-generational growers who are not what I would consider to be small. They're not the largest growers, but these are big operations that employ lots of people and support many generations of families. And so it's very troubling. The promising leads continue to be in the area of antimicrobials. There continues to be an expansion of the new variety, particularly the GMO variety, that holds promise, that time will tell. And thermal therapy. Growers continue to be concerned about sluggish demand for our product, rising prices at the retail level, and all of the, you know, the entire business model is contingent on growers being able to get high prices to compensate for extraordinary production costs. And so it's not really a matter of, at this point, it's not a matter of enough money going into research. It's a matter of finding that answer. Our legislators, our congressional delegation have been very generous in supporting the research program. Nobody has supported the research program more than the growers themselves, and we just desperately need an answer.
You know, when you think about citrus and some of the old days and the freezes and the impact of the freezes of the 80s, what used to be citrus north of Orlando and those rolling hills is now pine trees. It's not the first time citrus has seen a major change of landscape, but it's not been with a permanent disease like this. So are we, you think, starting to look at the potential diversification of an industry like citrus that has always traditionally been a citrus-only affair?
Well, certainly on the margins you are seeing some diversification. There will be marginal increases in peach acreage, marginal increases in blueberry acreage, but for the vast majority of the 500,000 acres that are in citrus production, there's not a good plan B. And there's certainly not a plan B that we're aware of yet that has the same economic impact that citrus has. Citrus is a $10 billion industry, and none of the next best alternatives for that land packs that type of economic punch. And so, you know, that's the strongest reason why the legislature has understood the importance of saving citrus, because they realize that it's not just about citrus-producing counties or citrus growers, or even the symbolism of Florida's signature crop. This is a $10 billion economic driver for our state that we need to hang on to.